Welcome to the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business Podcast. I'm Melissa Lieberman, a fellow IC and business coach. On this podcast, I teach you to become a consistently booked independent consultant without becoming a pushy salesperson or working 24/7. If I can do it, you can too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome to episode 69 of the podcast. Today, we're diving in to the topic of taking vacation as an independent consultant. This can be a really tricky shift from being an employee who has a paid vacation to being an independent consultant and giving yourself permission to take vacation. And I want to share with you today the formula to take vacation without feeling like you're leaving money on the table and setting yourself up for success to take vacation and not consistently defer it like I see so many consultants doing. So that is our focus today. It's part one of two on a vacation series, which is really timely as the time that I'm recording this right now is the end of June and we're in full swing in terms of summer vacation. So that is our topic for today. And as I mentioned, we're at the end of June right now as I'm recording this. And so that means that we're already in the middle of the summer and we're also in the middle of our year. And this is the perfect time to take a step back and look at the way we're planning and executing our business and to make sure that we're not setting ourselves up to burn out, that we're creating a business that's sustainable and that we love operating and that we don't feel tied to, that we can't leave or we can't take time off because we're worried about the financial side of it. So that's really what I see right now is a lot of hesitation by consultants to take time off. And I want to share with you today what a big mistake that is as a business owner and help you with all of the prerequisites that you need to put in place in order to feel confident in taking time off and enjoying your vacation. And I also have to say, as I mentioned, it's the end of June, I'm recording this, and it's probably been the first time in the last 6 to 8 weeks that my voice feels back to normal. I got laryngitis, as you might know, back in May, and I just now am starting to feel that my voice is coming back. So that's really beneficial as a podcaster to have my voice back. And I appreciate you sticking with me in the meantime, because some of those past episodes were a little rough from a voice perspective. So glad you're here. Okay, so we're going to dive in today on taking vacation as an independent consultant, and I'll share with you some of the philosophy and strategy around that. And then next week, I'll share with you 3 steps to make that vacation you're going to take a success. So with that, today we're going to focus on these 3 key areas. First, we're going to talk about planning ahead and the thought processes and philosophies around what you might want to be doing as you're planning ahead for your vacation as a business owner. The second focus that I'll give for you today is what I call vacation enablers. So creating your vacation enablers. And those, I'm going to share with you 3 tangible vacation enablers that you may want to consider implementing in your business. And then we'll wrap up with the mental side. So creating those vacation enablers that on the mental side, which quite frankly are the most important. So definitely don't miss that part of the episode. The 3 things, right? Let's first talk about planning ahead. Here's the challenge that I see. And this, I quite frankly fell into this trap myself. So I'm always sharing with you mistakes I've made personally, as well as mistakes I see so many consultants making. And that is winging it. Thinking, oh, well, I'll take time off, you know, if you have kids, I'll take time off around their school schedule. And then it never really happens. I know at one point I started feeling really drained and exhausted and just it was becoming more and more challenging to go to work every day. And I run my own business, right? I've been doing this for 10 years, couldn't quite figure out what was different. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, it had been 18 months since I had taken literally a full week off. I had taken days here and there, a lot of times partial days here and there, even sometimes partial days over the course of an entire week. But it had been 18 months since I had taken off an entire week without looking at my work emails or any of my work responsibility, my business responsibility. And you might be in that same boat too. I will tell you for sure from a personal perspective and also from so many clients that I work with, this leads to burnout. I'm sure you know this from your corporate career. Not taking time off or taking off just partial days, you're not able to rejuvenate. I wasn't. And it just adds up, right? It accumulates. And so you end up burning out and not having that joy for your business that you experienced early on. So here's the challenge that I want to give you today, which is to sit down and map out your business calendar for the next 12 months. One of my clients was just telling me recently, you'll hear her on the podcast in a month or so, but she was just telling me she scheduled herself a retreat, a corporate retreat of one. I love that idea, right? It's like, I'm just going to book myself a retreat and I'm going to go stay at a hotel for a weekend or better yet, in the middle of the week and really plan out the next 12 months. So whatever works for you, right? It doesn't have to be your own personal corporate retreat. It can be several hours that you set aside on a day that you work on your business and really sit down and figure out what does that business calendar need to look like for the next 12 months. And by business calendar, I mean your vacation days. What holidays does your company celebrate? What holidays does your company give off to its employees, which is also you? What are the holiday policies? What are the vacation policies? Really thinking about what is your version of a business calendar and planning your life around that. So setting aside that time, if you want to be closed for the last 2 weeks or month of the year, you got to decide that in advance. Otherwise, everything's going to seep onto the calendar and then you're going to feel kind of trapped and just go forward with it and won't have taken any meaningful time off. That happens to all of us. So today I'm really challenging you to say, let's sit down and figure out what your calendar looks like. The other thing you get to decide is what is your fiscal year? And I'm going to use the word fiscal year right now very loosely, because you may want it as a calendar year from an accounting taxes perspective, but from a planning perspective, what's your fiscal year look like? But the point here is that we can choose any kind of 12-month start and end date that we want from a planning perspective. And so when you think about it from that perspective, what I love to do is think about my 12-month year around the school calendar, because as you probably know and have heard, I have 3 kids, and so they're all in school and everything really in our life revolves around that schedule. So I like to just sit down, you know, right now is the perfect time. School for us starts back in August. And just start planning out the next 12 months around that school's calendar. Of course, you can choose to schedule it January to December or pick some random months. It doesn't even matter. But just knowing that it makes sense to you and that you're going to do it religiously is the key here. So as you're doing this, as you're sitting down and mapping out your business calendar, you've got to really think about first and foremost, what time off are you going to take? So, as the CEO of your business, what are your policies? Ask yourself that. What is my vacation policy? As the CEO of my business, what vacations am I giving to my employees? Just happens that your employee is yourself. What is your time off policy? What are your working hours? What does sick leave look like? Really mapping all of this out for yourself so that you know ahead of time, and that way you're going to be able much easier to carve out things when you think ahead versus when you get into a feeling like you're in an emergency and you're about to burn out if you don't take time off. The message here in terms of planning ahead is to treat your employee, who is yourself, to the best possible experience of working for you. You get to decide. I mean, think back to corporate and how frustrated you probably were about certain policies or the way vacation worked or how you had unlimited vacation but couldn't really take it and ended up with less vacation than if the company had offered 3 weeks, some set amount, right? Okay, now you're in charge. You get to decide. You make the policy. You make it explicit. You base it off of how you want to treat your employees from the place of, I want to make the best possible experience to work here. So that is what it looks like to plan ahead effectively for your vacation. So now let's talk about the second topic, which is vacation enablers. And I want to start with money, because that's really the biggest obstacle beyond tight client deadlines is definitely the second one. But the first one is money, right? One of the biggest reasons I find that consultants either don't take time off or defer time off is some fears they have about money. So that could be you too. So I want to give you some very tangible tips here that you can implement. And then we'll talk about the mental side of this here in a minute, because that's a really important component of this. But the tangible tips for you around money are create a reserve fund for yourself. You know, it's really important to save several months of living expenses in case you lose your job or whatever happens when you're working as an employee, right? And so we can translate that advice, which can be really sound advice and really, you know, something that creates a cushion, transfer that to you as a business owner. So that essentially, when you're transferring that concept, is to create a reserve fund for yourself in your business. So I'm not talking about your personal finances right now. I'm talking about your business finances. So ask yourself, what does it take to run my business for a 3-month period or a 6-month period, however long you want that kind of a runway to be? And so when you think about that, it's expenses to run your business, like perhaps you have a virtual assistant or you have software that you buy or subscriptions to. Your business expenses may be very lean, but you've also got to include your salary in that, the amount you pay yourself. That's probably going to be the biggest chunk, that and saving for taxes. So ask yourself, what is the, you know, that number that I pay out every single month? And then multiply that by 3 months or 6 months and get yourself to a number that is now going to be your goal for a reserve fund. So just as an example, you might want to save off $50,000 in a reserve fund. And then that gives you a big cushion so that when you're planning out your vacation and you know you're going to take vacation in October for fall break or whatever it is, you know that if for some reason you have cash flow, a little bit less cash flow from client billing, that you've got that reserve fund to pay yourself and your bills. That part is really important. Operate this like a business. This isn't you generating a paycheck every 2 weeks. This is you running a business. And so having the ability to take time off because you've established things like a reserve fund is really important. The other thing that is a really helpful strategy as it relates to vacation enablers is to bake this time off into your business plan. So if you need more on a business plan, go back to episode 67. We'll put that in the show notes. But really think about, in the 12-month period, what is my revenue goal? What's my profit goal? And build out your business plan in a way that assumes you're taking time off. Could be that you're taking 2 weeks off in the summer and 2 weeks off at the end of the year. It could be that you're only working 10 months instead of 12 out of the year. It could mean that you're taking off 2 weeks in the summer and 2 weeks at the end of the year, plus every Friday. What does your time off and your vacation plan look like? And bake that into your business plan upfront so that you're not relying on whatever you're invoicing in the moment to tell you if you feel comfortable taking a vacation or not. That's much more of an employee mentality. We're trying to build a CEO, a business owner mentality for you. And if you need to, build in a short mini project of some sort to kind of ramp up your cash flow, ramp up your billings or whatever you need to do to kind of as a stopgap. But definitely think about your business as a business versus as a paycheck that comes in every couple of weeks. That's the key here from a monetary or a financial vacation enabler point of view. Okay, so now let's round this out with what I call the mental vacation enablers. And this is the part where I see so many people getting stuck. So I want to make sure you're avoiding this. Here's what happens, kind of by default. Think about whether this applies to you or not. It applies to so many of us. I've personally fallen into these traps. But you might be thinking things like, now isn't a good time. I'll take off time later. The economy feels a little shaky. I'll take time off later. I've got to catch up on my numbers. I feel like I'm just kind of on the precipice here. of the numbers that I had planned and it going downhill, I've got to catch up on my numbers, or I don't want to leave money on the table. Whatever it is that you might be thinking, really notice that this is just status quo thinking. This is common things that we think that feel really practical. But what ends up happening if you allow this thought processes to continue is that you end up not planning time off, canceling your time off, justifying not taking time off because all of those thoughts that I just shared with you seem really logical. And then you end up burning out and you don't want to run a business in this way, right? At some point, you're going to think, well, this is worse than working in corporate. I'm just going to go back. When in fact, you're the one who's created these dynamics and a business that you wouldn't even want to work in as an employee. Just like I did in this 18-month span where it was literally not a day off except for the weekends. When you're able to have those vacation enablers, create that cushion for yourself, create a plan that incorporates vacation, and then shift your mindset from that status quo into CEO quality thinking. CEO quality thinking looks like I'm committed to hitting my numbers and to taking time off. It looks like I'm a business owner who honors the commitments that I make to myself. It looks like this time off will benefit both me and my business. This time off will benefit me, my business, and my clients. When you approach your vacation, actually executing on the vacation, assuming you planned it from step one, when you approach thinking about your vacation in this way, it helps you to figure out how to hit your numbers and take the time off. If you allow yourself to stay in the status quo thinking, which is, I've got to catch up on my numbers, or I don't want to leave money on the table, and you just stay in those types of thought processes, you never become the CEO or the business owner who solves for this, who's someone who figures out how to hit your revenue numbers and take time off. You never figure that out. You never build that muscle. But if you can shift into thinking about this and saying, asking yourself really high quality questions, how can I hit my numbers and take time off? Even if you didn't plan ahead. Obviously, I strongly recommend planning ahead. But look, it's the end of June. When you're listening to this, it might be July or even later in the year. Even if you didn't plan ahead, ask yourself the question, how can I hit my numbers? How can I generate the revenue and the profitability that I want to generate or that I need to generate and be able to take time off? It's a much, much higher quality question than asking yourself, is this a good time to take time off? Of course, you're always going to come up with 50 reasons as to why it's not a good time. So you've got to focus on building up your business owner mentality and becoming the business owner you want to work for as an employee of your own business and figure out how to hit those numbers while you're taking off the time that you really truly want to take off to create your version of balance in your business and in your life. So that is the mental side, the mental vacation enabler that is so incredibly important. So let's just take a recap here. Be sure to put today's podcast into action. Go plan those next 12 months of vacation and then book the vacations. Don't just put it in the calendar because that's not really truly commitment, right? If you just decide, well, I'm going to go on a vacation, but what you're really doing then is just waiting and giving yourself that opening to see how things are going when it gets closer to the time and then really deciding. I'm challenging you to decide now and commit to it. Don't go through the motions, right? If you remember back to the episode that we talked about the six C's, the six C's that are required to be that successful consulting business owner, one of them is commitment. Committing to the time that you decided and taking it, following through. Figuring out how to be the business owner who takes the time off, even when something crazy happens in your business. Maybe you lose a client, or maybe your billings are lower than what they were. Being the business owner who figures it out to take the time off and to generate the revenue is going to be a skill that lasts you for the duration of your business and upon which you can build. So that is what I have for you today. Be sure to stay tuned for next week, where I'll share the strategies that we can implement those three strategies for making your vacation successful. And if you didn't yet, go take that IC, the Independent Consultant Scalability Scorecard, so you can get some more insights into what your top one or two main priorities could be for scaling your business so you can make more money and have more flexibility and ease and more vacations. All right. I will see you again next week. Take care.
Thanks for joining me this week on the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business podcast. If you like today's episode, I have three quick next steps for you. First, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to make sure you don't miss future episodes. Next, leave me a review in your podcast app so other independent consultants can find and benefit too. And finally, to put the ideas from today's episode into action, head over to melissalieberman.com for the show notes and more resources to help you grow your consulting practice from your first few projects into a full-fledged business. See you next week.